I'm Michael Ian Black, and you're listening to Distorted View.
Do you prefer to jerk off on someone's face or their chest?
I don't know why you want to make me choose.
Do you want to get down and dirty? Do you want to go one-on-one with a hot muscle guy? Rugged top men who tell you what to do. And do it now, boy. Submissive bottoms who will lick the sweat right off of your balls. Regular buddies who just want to help you get it up, get it hard, and get off. 24 hours a day, one-on-one, man-to-man. Sweating phone sex with guys who can't wait to do it with you. You know you need it.
It's sextastic.
Hey, freaks! It's Tuesday, January 13th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, a 107-year-old woman looking for love. Tumbleweed rolling around between her thighs. Plus, having a temper tantrum on live TV, and a rape support group gives $500,000 to a sex offender. Thanks for keeping us in business. All this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Tuesday podcast. Got a great show for you today. Sextastic Tuesday is coming up in just a second. But before I read you a story, I have a piece of audio for you. Now, remember the guy we featured on yesterday's program who was teaching us all how to eat dirty, stinky pussy? Well, he's back, and he recorded a video recalling his strangest, wildest sex dream. And I thought this would be perfect for Sextastic Tuesday. Can't wait to hear what he has to say. Let's take a listen.
Folks, I'm about to go into my wildest and dirtiest wet dream ever. Okay, I knew this girl in real life, and in the dream, we were both in the shower, nude, and she had the back of her head and her upper back on the shower floor, and the rest of her body was vertically up against the shower wall, and the rest of her back. And she had her legs spread, and I was going down on her pussy and hammering away at her clit with my tongue.
Hammering away at her clit. I hope to God you were breathing through your mouth.
From a reverse angle. So I'm really getting into it.
Hammering it.
Hammering away, and she's making these really sexy moans. Her pussy gets so wet, and I look down, she's got the little, you know, near orgasm face. Oh, I fucking love that. Wonderful shit.
Calm down.
But what kind of ruined the moment was that I looked down, because I saw some movement, and I looked down, and her asshole starts to open up really, really wide.
Oh, no.
And this massive, massive fucking piece of shit starts to come out. And this thing must have been, like, this big around. And it's slowly starting to push out, and it was like, you know, a piece of shit that you would see come out of a horse or something.
All right, at the top of this video, he did say it was a wet dream, right? Okay, just wanted to make sure.
And it's squeezing out slowly in front of my eyes as I'm going down on this girl.
She's squeezing out a horse turd.
I'm like, holy shit. Oh my god, this is unbelievable. And I look down at her, and she doesn't even seem to be consciously aware that she's taking a shit. And she's so into it, and she's so turned on, and I'm like, oh geez, I can't stop now. She's so close to orgasm. I gotta continue. So, you know, I was really hesitant
trooper.
About that, but I decided to go forward.
No, you don't continue eating pussy when shit is sliding out of her back end. Take a fiver or something. Go out for a smoke. Let her take care of business. Then come back. Court is adjourned. By the way, that's another of my television programs currently in development, Pussy Court. All right, let's finish up with his wet dream here.
So I keep licking away at her clit, and this thing just keeps rising and rising, this massive fucking shit sausage in front of my goddamn face. And it gets bigger and bigger, and it eventually got out to about 18 inches outside of her fucking asshole. And right at about that point...
What the hell did you eat for lunch, bitch? I don't know. I went to Del Taco. I'm never going to make that mistake again. I like how she's not acknowledging, you know, this giant 18-inch turd in front of her.
And right at about that point...
Or back of her, I guess.
Yeah, you know, this thing fucking popped out of her asshole like a goddamn jack-in-the-box. You know, bam! And it just jumped out of her asshole, shot up like about 8 inches.
I wonder if there was an accordion sound effect as the shit was bouncing around the room. very Warner Brothers. All right, continuing on here. I guess at this point the shit is airborne.
And then it landed against the shower wall right above my head, and it just stuck there. Just fucking stuck there like it had super glue on it or something. So here I am, licking this girl's clit as she's having an orgasm, and there's this massive goddamn piece of shit that looks like it came out of a fucking elephant or something that's hanging right above my head. And it was right that moment when I woke up.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Now, believe it or not, the story that he just told actually has something to do with today's Sextastic Tuesday. Originally, I read this back in 2006, so I thought I would replay it for you today. Now, for those of you new to the program, Sextastic Tuesday is simply a bit where I read you a piece of erotic fiction. Although the stories I read you are not normal sex stories. Like, you're not going to jerk off to these, I should hope. Anyways, let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you a Sextastic Tuesday.
Oh, mama. It's Sextastic Tuesday. On Distorted View.
At the door to Mr. Jonas's room, April the nurse stopped to check the patient's chart. Mr. Jonas was a Latvian sailor who had both legs crushed when a cargo container shifted and trapped him against a bulkhead. The prognosis was good for a full recovery, but Mr. Jonas had both legs in traction and was heavy on narcotic painkillers. The notes on his chart said, quote, patient may experience constipation. Give patient enema if no bowel movement. And right there, ladies and gentlemen, you can pretty much tell where this story's headed.
How are you doing, Mr. Jonas?
April asked. I'm not really sure how to do a Latvian voice, so I'm not going to use an accent. Hurt like hell and I can't move, Jonas barked.
I think you're doing very well, all things considered, April said, trying to be cheery.
Yeah, Jonas sputtered, somewhere between a cough and a laugh. You think it's fun having your ass in the air all day?
No, April said, but you're making good recovery.
Yeah, well, I can't shit.
Well, that's a side effect of your pain medication. I mean, I can give you an enema.
It ain't the drugs. You see, I'm too fucking horny, Jonas barked. What the fuck does constipation have to do with being horny? Anyways, Jonas barked as he threw back his gown to reveal his fully erect penis. Dun, dun, dun. I can't shit unless I get this down. It's a real problem for him. April blushed looking at the exposed erection. She knew things like this happened. She just never encountered it before.
I mean, if you want me to give you a few minutes to take care of that, I can come back.
No, Mr. Jonas grunted. I can't reach it without hurting. You do it for me.
Now, Mr. Jonas, that's not very nice to ask.
Who's talking nice? It's medical. You take care of it. Now, April was embarrassed by this, but one of her nursing instructors told her once that it was sometimes okay to give a patient a quick hand job if the situation called for it.
All right, Mr. Jonas, just this once.
Now, the next part of the story is just her giving him a blowjob. It's pretty standard, kind of boring. She does call his semen yummy, however. So we're going to fast forward to her finishing up swallowing his jizz.
Feel better? She asked.
Yes. I want to ask you to do something else. It feels really good. Would you lick my asshole? April's pussy throbbed.
Such a nasty thing to ask, she whispered.
In my country, it's not a nasty thing. I lick my wife's ass all the time. You know, it makes me feel good. April felt very embarrassed, but very turned on.
What could it hurt, she thought.
Famous last words. She slid her pretty pink tongue across the sailor's balls and down the crack of his ass. She was startled by the tangy taste when her tongue touched the asshole. She licked around it and then began probing the hole with her tongue.
This is really wicked, she thought.
April started rubbing her clit through her soaked panties as she pushed her tongue deeper into Jonas's ass. She moaned. She was ashamed of herself, but she was really enjoying tongue-fucking this strange man's ass. Then it happened. I'm going to give you guys a few seconds here to really, really think about if you want to hear what comes next, all right? You might want to hit the stop button, because what's coming up is not pretty. Here we go. Mr. Jonas grunted, and his sphincter suddenly went slack. April's tongue was no longer probing a guy's ass. It was engulfed in a flood of almost liquid shit. Nice. Before she had any time to react, April's mouth was filled with hot poop. She gagged on the foul flood that filled her mouth and poured over her face and flowed down onto her uniform blouse. Her head jerked back and she inadvertently swallowed a mouthful of turd. April sat back in shock. Her face was covered in slick brown goo. Her clothes were covered in shit. She burned with shame and embarrassment. What would people think if they saw her like this? Then she heard Jonas laughing. You like that, huh? Tasty.
You bastard! April whispered through her clenched teeth. I should break your legs again for that.
You won't, Jonas said with a cruel smile. You'd lose your job. What you're gonna do is finish cleaning my ass. It's got shit on it. Now you better lick me clean, or I'm gonna get your nursing friends in here to see what you like to do. April's eyes welled with tears. This was the worst thing she'd ever been through. She leaned over and licked the feces from the crazed Latvian's cheeks. She slurped the funk from his crack. She licked the bung from his hole. She swallowed the foul dregs on her tongue as it dawned on her that she was still finger-blasting her clit. She was being degraded, treated as something less than human, and she was more turned on than she could ever remember. Good, you're almost done. Now put my cock in your mouth again. April did without protest this time. When she had the soft brick in her mouth, she felt a soft, salty trickle begin to flow. She sucked the cock harder. The flow became strong as the urine flooded her mouth. April's fingers jammed into her sopping pussy as she drank down the Latvian's urine. The cock grew harder in her mouth as she sucked the pee out as if she were sucking sperm. She felt a burning wave of shame pass over her when she came harder than she ever remembered while sucking piss. She kept sucking that cock until she and Jonas came again. Then she collapsed backwards on the bed. As she was getting ready to leave, Jonas said, I'm through with bedpans. I'm through with those urinal things. From now on, I save it for you. There you have it, today's Sextastic Tuesday. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Got a bonus episode a little bit later today, just for Sideshow Freaks. So if you're not a member, sign up right now. All the information is up at superfreaksideshow.com. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. If you would like a Distorted View bumper sticker, all you have to do is email me. Let me know what you've been doing to help spread the distortion. Look, you help me, I'll send you some bumper stickers. Some of the things people have been doing, they put that Flash player up on their MySpace page, so whenever someone visits their profile, Distorted View will start playing. If anyone knows how to make Facebook apps, that would be a great help, is if you can make a Distorted View player Facebook app, or if you know of one that's available, send it along to me. If you have a message board or website that you visit all the time or are a part of, maybe you could talk up Distorted View there. Just get the word out on Distorted View, and I'll send you a bumper sticker. Just email me with what you've done and, of course, your address, and I'll get those out to you as soon as possible. Sent out the first batch a couple days ago, as a matter of fact. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. A 107-year-old Chinese woman who was afraid to marry when she was young has decided to look for her first husband and hopes to find a fellow near dead so they'll have something to talk about. Their upcoming funerals. Wang Gaying is worth... Everybody Wang Chung tonight. Everybody have fun tonight. All right, calm down, Wang Chung. All right, Wang Gaying is worried that she is becoming a burden to her aging nieces and nephews since breaking her leg when she was 102 and had to stop doing chores like washing her clothes. Quote, I'm already 107 and I still haven't gotten married. Okay, look, that ship has sailed. If you couldn't fucking seal the deal in the first 106 years, what makes you think this one is going to be any different? Well, to answer this question, we actually have the 107-year-old Chinese woman who's looking to get married on the phone right now. Wang, thank you so much for coming on the show. Now, you're 107 years old and you've never been married. Why do you think you could find a man now?
Craigslist.
Okay, well, you might find someone, actually. Do you happen to have your Craigslist post in front of you? Because I would love for you to read me your ad.
Monster, 107-year-old, frail, 56-pound, gray, thinning hair, mostly bald. Enjoy counting bruises on my body from touching my flesh too hard, remembering things, and chewing soft foods. Looking for a 100-year-old plus gentleman who will occasionally remind me of who I am and also change my soiled undergarments. Please, no bracks or fatties.
All right, well, good luck with your search, ma'am. All right, moving on. This lady was the child of a salt merchant, and she grew up watching her uncles and other men scold and beat their wives, and often found her aunt crying in the woodshed after an attack.
Aunt Lucky, why are you crying? You have a bruise on your face.
I walk into a doorknob. I walk into a doorknob again. Oh, Luca.
Many Chinese women also had their feet bound in an excruciating process aimed at making them look more dainty and marriageable. After Ms. Wang's father, mother, and older sister died, she still shied away from marriage. Instead, she moved away to the countryside and survived as a farmer until she was 74 years old and no longer strong enough to work in the fields. Her nephew in the booming city of Chengguang, or something, then took Miss Wang in, but she is worried he and her other nephews and nieces are too old to take care of her. Now even the youngest is 60 years old. Doesn't fucking ABC have that show The Bachelorette? Oh, that show would get huge ratings. Imagine a 107-year-old Chinese woman looking to get married, and then a bunch of 28-year-old guys who just want to get on TV trying to woo her. It would be fun to see how far some of the guys go to win. Feeling up her sweater, making out with the 107-year-old. Hot. All right, second story we have for you today. A Romanian TV station has been fined after the presenter on a live phone-in quiz show threw a tantrum when no viewers called in. Apparently, these shows are huge over in Europe, and it's just some woman who takes phone calls live on the air and asks trivia questions, and then the people win prizes or money or something. Presenter Adela Loops or something started screaming at the camera, smashed the phone on the ground, and then jumped up and down on it. At the same time, she screamed repeatedly at the camera, "I want the phone to ring now! Now! You call me now!" Angry TV bosses fired her after the outburst on TV station National TV. Ms. Loops, who has been the show's presenter for 3 years, said, "Maybe I was a bit over the top, but I wanted to get people to call. There's a lot of pressure to get people to call in with the correct answer. It was a bad day." I hope this woman is single because I want to play matchmaker. I've got the perfect man for you.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. And we will leave you with a... I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
Well, no. We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Right. Fucking thing sucks!
Match made in heaven. All right, one more story, then we'll get the hell out of here. It's a short one, but hilarious. When a nonprofit that helps rape victims decided to hold a lottery in Alaska, there's no way they could have known that the $500,000 jackpot would go to a registered sex offender. Yes, that's exactly what happened when they pulled the winning ticket on Friday night in the Standing Together Against Rape raffle. The 53-year-old winner was convicted 3 times of sexually abusing minors. I shudder to think what he's going to do with all that prize money.
I think I'm going to buy a lot of candy and a lot of toys. I'm going to have a party over my house. All the neighborhood kids are invited. No adults allowed.
That's right, Alec Asok, convicted kid toucher, said he was going to buy a house and said he was going to donate part of it to God as well through charities. Come on, be honest with us. You're at least going to use a chunk of that cash to further your children fucking endeavors. It only makes sense. I mean, if you were a child molester and won all that money, wouldn't you use some of it to, you know, figure out new and exciting ways to sexually abuse kids? Consider that research and development or something. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, checking in with my freaky diggies.
Chico, Timmy, Christy from Wisconsin. That's
show freak.
Hello.
Never told you this before, but I actually work with window lickers. And I'm pretty sure that all window
lickers... I can't believe you are withholding that information from me.
And I'm pretty sure that all window lickers love Elvis Presley. One of them told me yesterday at work that it was Elvis's birth.
Well, you know why I think retards love Elvis Presley? It's because he always wore the, you know, like shiny sequins and shit like that, sparkly clothes. They're attracted to stuff like that, right?
It was Elvis's birthday, and then he's getting pretty old, and I said, David, he's dead. And he said, yeah, he's getting real old. I still love him, though. Window licker, but whatever, that's my job. Another thing I wanted to tell you is that...
Could you maybe record some audio of you... you know, doing whatever with the window licker kids. I would love to get my hands on that.
What I wanted to tell you is that you should call your mom and see what she thinks about those orgasm bursts. Tell her the new story and find out her reaction. See if she was close to coming when she popped out you.
Well, it's funny. I was actually over at my parents' house this weekend, and we were talking about pregnancy because my sister's pregnant again. And we were talking about when I was born. I think I mentioned this on the show before, but she said that my mom said that I was really the most painful birth of all of her children, primarily because my ginormous head was the same width as my shoulders. Like, my head and my shoulders were the same size. Like, that's not normal, is it? I'm a goddamn freak baby! All right, moving on here.
Hi, I'm inquiring to order a sloogie. I guess you guys are busy today, but please get back to me on that, because I would really, really love that sham wipe as well. Thank you.
All right, that is a sideshow reference, if you don't know what the hell I'm talking about there, or what she's talking about there.
Hey, Tim, this is Josh from Catlettsburg.
Hi, Josh.
Well, I was sitting in class the other day, and this group of window lickers walks in. So we're...
Oh, no, did the whole class of retards come in and perform a little play? They did that for me when I was in high school, I think.
What the fuck, man?
They came in and they did like a little play or sang a song or something.
What the fuck, man? And then the next thing you know, one of them yells out, Jew! At the top of their lungs. Oh. I was laughing hysterically.
Angry retard.
The teacher was freaking out. She didn't know what was going on. And then the window lickers, you know, ran outside and subsided to do their...
Were there any Jews in your class?
Hey, Tim, it's Scotia from Canada. I just stumbled this website called tentaclegrape.com. It's tentacle grape soda.
Oh, you're a little bit late. You need to catch up on your episodes of Distorted View because I talked about that on the show. I don't think it was a sideshow exclusive program either.
Juggle, fans from Buffalo. Hey, Tim, you got to do more of those keto Skype calls. I would love to hear a whole show of just you calling foreigners as
Katie.
The fat girl that sounds like Kathy Griffin. Oh, wait, that's you. Yeah, doing those.
Yeah, I'll do some more Skypes this year. Sure, why not? Maybe, you know, I'd like to do one before the end of January. Oh, God. What the hell is this? Okay, moving on.
Hey, Tim. Long-time listener. Michael from Arizona here.
Hi, Michael.
I called in yesterday about adding the MySpace, the player to MySpace. And
yes.
I successfully did that, so look for an email.
Oh, good. Well, I will send you a bumper sticker then. Finally today.
Hey, Tom, it's Clark.
Tim.
You know, I was just listening to the Sextastic Tuesday with the robot girl that set up her pussy. I'm kind of going a little bit too far, dude. That's kind of retarded.
I'm sorry.
I was going to ask you a favor, but I don't remember what it was, but... Thanks for being there for me every
really, my Sextastic Tuesday was retarded, but you think your voicemail is good material? Okay.
Every step that I've been on.
I'm just calling. I have a favor to ask you, but I don't remember it.
And
I've point to your phone call.
Trying. I'm
All right, that's quite enough. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our FBTL website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD. Is it OH-GOD?
Hammering away at her clit with my tongue.
Vote for us a podcast alley. Subscribe via iTunes. If you guys are sideshow members, I've got another episode of Distorted View just for you a little bit later today. Otherwise, we will see you back tomorrow for the Big Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! You're so hard. Killing me, love, I got.
Hi, I'm B. Arthur with a message for women who take Premarin. Don't. It's made of horse urine. I'm not kidding.